A very good evening. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Sukkah Daf Mem, Sukkah 40A, pagination page 79. But in order to get into this Gemara, we're going to do a piece from the previous Daf, where the Mishnah that started this topic can be found. So let's begin on Sukkah Lamed Tes 39a, pagination page 77, about 12 lines from the bottom by the new Mishnah at the end of a line. Halokech lulav mechareiru b'shevius. A person is buying the arba minim from somebody else during shevius, during Shemitah. And Rashi tells us you're buying from an Amah Oretz. Nosen lo esrog b'matona, the deal should be that the esrog is given to you as a gift. You don't charge for the esrog. L'fishen rashi l'lakcho b'shvius, because you can't do that purchasing during Shemitah on the esrog because it's a fruit. And somehow lulav is okay, and we're going to have to find out why. But in any case, the Gemara says, lo ratza litin lo b'matona, if he didn't want to give him the esrog as a gift, Mao, what should you do? Amar Rav Huna. Rav Huna says, Mavliya le deme esrog belulav. You include the price of the esrog in the price of the lulav, but you only buy the lulav, even if it's at an inflated price to pay for the esrog too. But you're paying for the lulav, and you're not paying for the esrog. Let's turn to Amud Beis over here. Lamed Tes Amud Beis 39b, pagination 78. And the Gemara asks the million-dollar question. We're about 10 lines from the bottom. At the end of a line, Ihachi Lulav. If so, that there's a problem of Shavias on the Esrig, so Lulav Nami, the Lulav also should have a problem of Shavias of Shemitah. Why are you allowed to pay for the Lulav? And the Gemara answers a fascinating answer. Lulav bar shishis hanichnas l'shevius hu. The lulav started growing. It was chonate. It blossomed in the sixth year of the Shemitah cycle. Shemitah is the seventh year where it's supposed to be fallow. And the lulav, therefore, does not have a din Shemitah, doesn't have the rule of Shemitah, because it blossomed in the sixth year. Asks the Gemara, oh, so you're dealing with the arba minim, the four species, that are going from one year to the next, which makes a lot of sense. After all, Shemitah starts Rosh Hashanah time, and Sukkot is right after that, so it makes a lot of sense that there's a little transition over here in the fruit that we're dealing with. But okay, you're telling me that the lulav started in the sixth year and it went into the seventh year and therefore does not have the rules of Shemitah because it grew significantly in the sixth year. The esrog bought in the same year for the same sukkis is going to have the same story. It's a sixth year esrog coming into the seventh year. Says the Gemara, there's a big difference. Esrog vasa lekita azlinon. Esrog doesn't go after the chanota, the blossoming of it. The rule of Shemitah is going to follow lekita when it is gathered, when it is collected, when it is picked. The Gemara continues with a discussion regarding this concept, whether esrog should be compared to yarakos or to ilan, to trees or to vegetables. But the Gemara finally on our daf asks another kasha, which is that a lulav shouldn't have Shemitah anyway, because it could be considered wood. And wood, generally, does not have the law of Shemitah applied to it for a fascinating reason, as we'll do the Gemara now, because it is not normal consumption type of item. A normal consumption type of item is that the thing, as it gets consumed, you benefit from it. Eitzim, wood, it burns, and then after it burns, then the benefit begins because it becomes coal and you could cook on it. Apparently, the fire as it was consumed wasn't the significant fire of cooking. It was the coals that resulted that was the significant cooking, and by that time it's already considered consumed. It's partially ash already. Let's see the Gemara, let's appreciate the kash, and then we'll see the answer. So we're finally on Sukkah Daf Mem Amud Aleph, 40a, pagination 79. And in the middle of a line, about 12 lines down, Taima. The reason is, the lulav var shishas hanichnas l'shevius. The only reason that this lulav that you were allowed to pay for in the Mishnah was able to be paid for was because it blossomed in the sixth and grew and was picked in the seventh, so therefore it didn't have Shemitah because it blossomed and grew in the sixth. Chodesh Shviyas, had it been a Shviyas, a real Shemitah lulav, Kadosh, you would have agreed that it's Kadosh and you wouldn't be allowed to pay for it. Amai, Eitzim ba'almahu, it's wood. Ve'eitzim ein ba'em mishum kadosh ha-shviyas, and wood doesn't have the laws of Shviyas. The Tanya, as we learned, excuse me, if you have these wood type products and you gather them to eat, so then fine, it has Shviyas. Lokdan la'itzim, but if you took it as wood, that doesn't have Shviyas. And the Gemara explains, Shiny Hassam, you have to know what the reason is that wood doesn't have Shavias. It's not a Gzeiras HaKosov on wood, and the lulav should be included in wood-type items. The Omar Kra, the reason is, Lachem le'achla. It's for you to be eaten. Lachem dumya de la'achla. The criteria here is if it's like eating. Mishana also biuro shave. If it's benefit and it's being consumed come together, like eating, it gets consumed and you get satiated. Yatsu eitzim, but wood is different. Shana osan achar biuron, that the benefit comes after the consumption. Let's take a look at Rashi. At the end of the small lines, three lines up from the wide, four lines up from the wide, Yotzu Eitze Hasaka Shana Osan Acha Biuran, Rashi explains what we articulated before, Mishanasu Gecholim Ofen Bohem. It's only after they become coal that you cook on them. Aval Lulav, Rashi makes the distinction to finish off the logic of the Gemara, but Lulav is different. It's not like wood-type items. Iker Hana also, the main purpose of the Lulav was L'chabed es habayis, to sweep the floor in the house. Fushas bi'uro v'kokulo, its use and its consumption come together. Because as you use it, it weakens and eventually pieces fall off and eventually it's no longer usable and it's considered used up. So its sweeping and consumption, its benefit and the consumption are happening together. And therefore a lulav is comparable to the benefit of eating, and really a lulav would have been considered in Kedusha Shavias, and indeed, if it's a Shavias lulav, it's going to be included. The Gemara was only able to explain our Mishnah by saying that it was a lulav bar shishis hanichnas l'shavias, that it was a lulav of the sixth year coming into the seventh year. So what happens is that in a typical time before Sukkot, when you're purchasing the esrig, now that you're in Shviyas, would have been picked now, and therefore we have this Shemitah concern. But the lulav follows typical Elon of Basar Chanota, and following its blossoming time, this particular lulav is not going to have the Shavuos issue because it's going from 6 to 7, and the 6, when it blossomed, is where its halacha is found. When you come into the new year, it'll be different, because then you'll be dealing with a lulav coming from the Shemitah year. Yashikoach, thank you for joining.